online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at one, here's Lucy Hickmott.
A court's heard a 17-year-old was killed in a stabbing when rival gangs clashed in Gillingham. Kyle Yule died in hospital after being attacked in East Street earlier this month. 19-year-old Victor Mabe-Fasira from St John's Road in the town has appeared in court charged with murder and will enter a plea in 4 weeks' time. Police have questioned seven other people about what happened.
KMFM News.
More disruptions expected today after Storm Ophelia left three people dead in Ireland. Hundreds of properties in the north of Britain are without power and schools across Northern Ireland and the Republic are shut for a second day. Mark Wilson from the Met Office says warnings are still in place.
We can still see some further disruption from flying debris, effects on infrastructure and transport as well. We could be looking at longer travelling times and disruption to ferries as well. So be aware of our warnings and be considerate that there will be some further severe weather to come today.
Inflation surged to a five-year high in September as rising food and transport costs up the financial pressure on households. Official figures show the rate hit 3%, up from 2.9% in August. You're more likely to get convicted of a hate crime here in the southeast than almost anywhere else in the country. New figures show 88% of cases taken to court in Kent, Sussex and Surrey in the 12 months to March ended in a conviction. Prosecutors say they hope it gives victims more confidence to come forward and report it. Alison Saunders from the Crown Prosecution Service says tougher sentences are being handed out.
Over half the cases that we prosecute as hate crime are now getting a sentence uplift. People should have a right to go about their business and not be attacked or abused because of their race or religion.
Police investigating a reported rape at All Hallows Leisure Park have arrested a man. It's said to have happened at the caravan park on Saturday morning. A 26-year-old man from the Welling area has been released pending further inquiries. Two people have been arrested following a police chase through Thanet. It started just after midnight when a car failed to stop for officers after driving the wrong way round a roundabout in Broadstairs. The Courser eventually stopped in Ramsgate. A 26-year-old man and 23-year-old woman are in custody. A Kent boy who was left blind after an attack by school bullies has been given an award for bravery after continuing with the Scouts. 13-year-old Nicholas Smith from Gravesend still takes part in activities like rock climbing and kayaking despite his damaged eyesight. His mum Deborah says the club has helped him cope.
It's kept him on an even keel. They accept that he's got visual problems, but they have not stopped him kayaking, mountain climbing, you name it, he still does it all.
Firefighters in Kent are warning that deliberately starting fires in piles of rubbish can be dangerous and keeps crews away from real emergencies. It's after they were called to tackle a blaze involving bins in an outhouse on St Peter Street in Maidstone early this morning. It's the last day to have a say on £100 million plans to improve the Stockbury roundabout off the M2. Road bosses want to ease congestion and improve safety at Junction 5. If approved, work could get underway in 2020. The only Egyptian mummy in Kent has gone on display in a brand new gallery at Maidstone Museum. The woman, who's named Takush, died over 2,700 years ago. A new exhibition includes results of a CT scan revealing her age and what she could have looked like. TV archaeologist Julian Richards has been to see it.
The past is about people, it's not about the objects. And with things like CT scanning, we can discover so much more than we could just by a visual, you know, just looking at something.
And Strictly Come Dancing star Brendan Cole insists he'll return to the competition if the BBC wants him. There's been speculation the dancer's thinking about leaving after comments he made during Sunday's results show. It saw his partner Charlotte Hawkins voted off.
Sport
with dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Football, and it's a big game for Gillingham tonight as they look to build on their win at the weekend. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Molly.
Well, they're welcoming League One leaders Wigan Athletic to Priestfield after a 1-0 victory over Peterborough United on Saturday. The visitors were in the Premier League just 4 years ago, but Gill's coach Steve Lovell says his players have got it in them to cause an upset.
There's more to come from them. I just said in there now, it's, you know, all right, we've won the game 1-0, but there's more to come. We've won one game, that's all we've done. We've won one game. We've got a big game Tuesday night against Wigan. And, you know, if they don't come any harder than that.
Meanwhile, Charlton travel to take on Oxford United. It follows their 1-0 win over Doncaster on Saturday. The Addicts are currently fifth in the League One table. And three Kent sides are going for a place in the first round of the FA Cup later. Dover travel to Bromley for their fourth qualifying round replay, while Maidstone United are at Enfield Town and Ebbsfleet host East Thurrock United. They've all been drawn away from home in the first round of the Cup if they make it.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.